This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for joining us. If you're just now joining us, and it's a great interview with Dr. Rowan on the other side about ozone, about vaccines. Right there in the middle of it in California, and he's standing up, and so we need to support him. If you feel so inclined, please get a hold of him. I think it'll be to your benefit, DocRowan.com. We're talking now to one of our favorites, certainly, you know, don't tell anybody, but this is my favorite right here, James McKinney. Absolutely love him. Always have stimulating conversations on just about anything. His website, JMCCSCI, is full of just about any topic you can imagine. You're going to get some solid information on it. I mean, sit down, get in the easy chair, take your feet, put your feet up, because you're going to, you know, it's kind of like a YouTube chain or whatever. You know, you're 3 a.m. and you'll be like, oh, I got to go to bed. James McKinney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel, for my monthly visit to Dr. Daniel. I'm going to call you Dr. Daniel. How's that? My monthly visit to the doctor's office.
Well, I've been called worse. That's for darn sure. No doubt about that.
Me too.
Let's start. You're a great writer on a number of topics. Let's start with your new book. You have a new book called Principles of Prime Numbers. And I read a little bit of it, or I saw a little bit of it. It got way over my head real quick, but you said even normal people can grasp this. Let's talk about it. Why did you write this book? What are you trying to accomplish here?
Well, it's a number of things. I've been studying prime numbers since I was in high school. I have a very good education. I have a double major in mathematics and physics. I've taught mathematics at the university level, just about every course there is, calculus, mathematical analysis, probability and statistics, and the list goes on. But I'm very interested in prime numbers because they are, it's probably the least understood aspect of mathematics. And in 2007, I published a book called Calculate Primes, which developed a system including an equation for calculating directly prime numbers, something that had never been done since the Greeks first posed the question 2,500 years ago. But it was a little bit esoteric, and so what I did is I created a visualization for this, and it develops naturally a new number system. And so this new book develops the new number system and tables, which are visualization of this generator function. And a whole lot of other mathematics comes out of this, which is very powerful mathematics. So, it can be understood by regular people just walking down the street, by people with intermediate math skills. And I'll tell you something, once you get into the very depths of this book, it's going to challenge most very competent mathematicians. So it's a book for all levels.
Okay. Couple of immediate questions. You said calculate prime. What do you mean by that, calculate primes? I mean, don't we know all the prime numbers, or at least up to so much? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, when you hear about prime numbers, here's one thing I discovered, that the base 10 number system that we use is horrific. It's a real hindrance to understanding the prime numbers. So what I've discovered in my research is another number system that's been very well hidden, and I call it nature's number system. And the way you're taught prime numbers, there's a couple different ways. When you're in grade school, you set up the multiplication table. And all the numbers that are not in that multiplication table are the prime numbers. Because you multiply 3 times 2, that's 6, or 7 times 3 is 21.
All the 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, yeah.
Yeah, all the numbers that are not in the table. Now, how do you define something that is like that? It's all the numbers that are left out. But there's no predictive value. There's no understanding. And so mathematicians have even come to the conclusion that prime numbers are random, that there's no pattern, there's no rhyme or reason to them. And what I found is that they form very complicated, but these are simple mathematical formulae, but they form groups. And now group theory is a form of algebra. When you get beyond algebra that you learned in high school, there's abstract algebra, and in abstract algebra, there are groups and matrix algebra, et cetera. Like I say, all of these courses I've taught besides studying them. And then we have something called infinities, which a guy named George Cantor studied hundreds of years ago and brought the knowledge and understanding of infinities. So all of this weaves into understanding the prime numbers, but it's also very basic. So I just want to describe quickly the mathematics world today. There's mathematical analysis where they try to use probability and statistics to get a handle on properties of prime numbers, but it doesn't work because you're never dealing with prime numbers. You're just dealing with these abstract concepts. And then there's the computational computing where every now and then you'll hear somebody discovered the next biggest prime number and it's huge, you know, number of digits. And that's using computing, vast computing resources to find these prime numbers. But they create no understanding. It doesn't tell you where the next one is going to be. There's a big gap between where that number is and the in previous prime numbers, and there's no knowledge of how many prime numbers are in between those two. It gives you no understanding. So what I did many years ago, I said, okay, this is bogus. There's got to be something better for prime numbers. And so what I now have is a very good system. And new tools, these are mathematical tools that you can use to prove some of the unproven, unsolved problems of mathematics dealing with prime numbers.
Okay. One, I got several questions, and I want to be able to break this down for people. I don't want this to get over our heads. Why is it important to identify prime numbers? Why is that even important?
Well, number one, it's the basis of all mathematics. Our number system is based on prime numbers. They're the building blocks. And like I say, when you learned about prime numbers in grade school, it took about a half a minute. And the teacher said, they're all of the numbers that are left out, and that's the last time you heard about them. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean, James, what do you mean the basis of our math? I mean, what do you mean the basis of our math system? I don't quite understand.
Okay, let's take any number, any number. It has a unique set of prime factors, and that has been proven. It's a mathematical proof. And so the prime numbers, if you look at factorization of a number, say 21, it's 3 times 7 or 21 times 1. Those are the prime factors of 21. Every number can be broken down into a certain basic set of prime number factors, and they're unique.
Yeah.
What I have discovered is that every prime number can be examined, and it has an ancestry that the prime numbers are used to create and find the prime numbers. And so it's not a sieve. It's not a left out of the table thing. It's not a mathematical thing. It's not a computational use supercomputers thing. It's direct calculation of the prime numbers. You start out with 0 and 1. You put it into the generator formula. It spits out a couple little prime numbers. You put those back in, and you keep doing this, putting these results back into the equation. And before you know it, you're generating huge groups of millions of prime numbers at a time. It's a hugely powerful system, and you only use prime numbers to create new prime numbers, something that's totally unheard of in mathematics. And so the other thing is that when you go on the internet to make a purchase, if you go to the bank and they make a transaction, everything is done with encryption based on prime numbers. And now that you can quickly and easily calculate prime numbers, those encryption systems are broken and they're still using them. So it does affect people on an everyday basis.
What you said, new number system, you know, we're on the 10 system or whatever. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't even know there was a different numbering system. Talk about that. What system do we use? What is a different system?
Well, for example, we have 10 fingers. And so when, let's go back to Rome, the Roman numbers, Roman numerals. Remember the Super Bowl, we see Super Bowl 53. It's written
L-1-1.
As L-1-1. And yeah, that's Roman numerals. But they're horrific. You can't add them or multiply them or subtract them. They don't work. So as soon as the, you know, the Romans and everybody else found out about the Arabic number system, but, you know, by base 10 in the counting systems, they immediately adapted them because they were good for commerce. And all of modern mathematics is based on base 10. We have base 10 logarithms, the special numbers like pi and e, and all of these special numbers in mathematics are given in base 10. If we had six fingers, we might use a base six number system. It's literally because we have 10 fingers that we have a base 10 number system, which is pretty funny. But what I've discovered is that there's a new number system that's based on the prime numbers. And so instead of 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 million, the progression is based on the prime numbers. And so when you do that, all of a sudden the prime numbers become the focus of the number system. And all of these beautiful properties come falling out. The prime numbers are symmetrical. They have amazing patterns. They have wave patterns. And so a lot of the chaos that people have been seeing in the prime numbers is now very understandable from this new number system. And that fell out of the generator function, which was my original basic discovery on how to directly calculate prime numbers. So it's a bit esoteric for the average person on the street, but for me, I am a bit aggravated that that mathematicians have spent 150 years marching down the wrong road, and this reflects in the grade school kids that their, you know, their understanding of math and numbers is very limited because of this mathematical ignorance of real number systems. So it's
well, now they're being it's even worse now because they're being taught Common Core and you draw with little whatever. I don't even understand that. I mean, I can't. My niece was showing me this. I'm like, what in the? I don't even know what you're talking about. Get away from me. This is ridiculous. I couldn't even believe it. Anyway.
Yeah. No, it's really bad. You know, everybody can understand math. And I watched my friends as I grew up in grade school. I was very good in math in high school. And I watched
friends
one by one.
I imagine you were. Hey, hold that thought, James.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We got a break. On the other side, we'll get into more of this. James McKinney, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Talking to James O'Kenny, jmccsci.com is his website, his new book, Principles of Prime Numbers. James, if I said Tesla 369, does this relate at all? Is there patterns here? What is that, and how do they relate?
Well, the 369, and of course, Tesla was a very ingenious type of person, like Einstein, like many other people. But anyway, many people have noticed little quirks of mathematics and little patterns, and et cetera. And these can be explained in terms of, you know, numbers, et cetera. But it didn't do what was really necessary. It didn't crack the real code of mathematics. There's books are filled with little innuendos and little nuances of numbers, and they're there. They're very subtle, etc. But what I've done is get to the core of the issue of prime numbers. And so what Tesla was doing was just one of those other little observations about dealing with numbers. But it didn't carry over to long-range mathematics. It was just kind of like a novelty type of thing. And there are many, many of these. I mean, if you study mathematics, like I say, there's books of these things. If you look at natural logarithms, or if you look at the golden ratio is another one that is very interesting.
What is the golden ratio? Talk about that. What is the golden ratio?
It's a naturally occurring ratio that turns up in all kinds of things like the Nautilus shell, or the formation of a naturally occurring biological or other physical type of crystals, et cetera. And it's kind of hard to explain on the air, but it's a ratio. And it's the basis for all kinds of, like I say, you know, like innuendo mathematics. All kinds of very interesting things come out of it. But it doesn't get you to the core of what I consider the most important thing, the prime numbers. So the same with Tesla's.
Why is that? Why are the prime numbers the most important? That's the last question I'm going to ask you about that. Why are the prime numbers the most important?
Well, if you got to the level that I'm at right now, you would realize that they are the building blocks of the primes generate themselves. So it's a whole new way of looking at numbers. That the prime numbers are a number system. And they form groups, they have symmetry, they have reciprocity, closure, all these mathematical properties when you look at them the right way. If you look at them as long string of numbers with big digits, they don't make any sense at all. But there's patterns, there's wave patterns, there's overlapping wave patterns, and it's a beautiful system of mathematics. So it's not a game, it's not a little simple thing that you would write on a board and that's it. It's far-reaching, tremendously far-reaching in the understanding of the prime numbers. And additionally, you can understand all the prime numbers to infinity with wave patterns. You don't have to calculate all of them. You can use these wave patterns to determine a number that's way out there to see if it's prime or not. And so anyway, a lot of order comes into mathematics when you realize what I've been doing here. Since 2007, when I published Calculate Primes, that's like 12 years ago, I've been working in the background formulating all kinds of more complicated systems, visual systems of looking at the number systems, et cetera. And if you look on the cover of the book I sent you, there's a series of equations at the bottom. And that is, I would consider the equivalent of E equals MC squared in physics. It's an equation giving Whoa. The density of prime numbers. It's a very, and when mathematicians look at that equation, most of them are going to fall off their chair. Because it's the thing that everybody has been looking for, and I have an exact formula for the density of primes.
We have about 30 seconds before the break. Yeah. How is this being received so far? I mean, how are you going to be getting a Nobel Prize and a Fields Medal? I mean, how is this being received?
Well, mathematics is one of those fields that's very nose up in the air.
I think all of them are.
Yeah. And so, but it'll take time and it'll have its effect. It's like kind of like cold fusion. Nobody would say in public that they're working on cold fusion, but every chemist and physicist in their laboratory has got some kind of an experiment going on with cold fusion. So that's the same thing with prime numbers.
All right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. JMCCSCI.com. We'll be right back with James McKinney. PowerHour.com. So good to be with you.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. FEMA Administrator Brock Long is resigning. Reports say his departure was discussed at the White House on Wednesday morning. Long has been in charge of the federal government's response to high-level disasters since June of 2017. Speaking at a conference of sheriffs and police chiefs in Washington, D.C., President Trump once again makes his pitch for a border wall.
So much crime comes in through our southern border. Illegal immigration provides a lucrative cash flow, to put it mildly lucrative, to some of the most dangerous criminal organizations on the planet.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis is taking action to mark the anniversary of the Parkland High School shooting.
When you see some of the things that have happened, not just at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, but through other parts of our state and country, a lot of times people who are committing mass violence, this is not a secret that this is something that could happen.
USA Radio News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support that you've given this show over the years, and especially to us and the hard work we've put in. It's really cool to talk stream live. If you need a different way to listen to the show, of course, you can go to thepowerhour.com. Anytime you need to get a hold of us or not sure what's going on, thepowerhour.com, you can call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, or you can go to Talk Stream Live, talkstreamlive.com. We made it to the top 50 shows in America on their streaming, so you guys are seeing some benefit out there. There's call-in numbers on TalkStream Live is great, so please support them. But please support the Power Mall also, and we thank you for your donations and your purchases. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, and we are working very diligently to improve our service for you, so you can rely more on us and we can do more for you. So thank you so much. I was reminiscing with James McKinney during the break and about his good buddy, tongue-in-cheek, Carl Sagan. And it's been 40 years this year since he was at Cornell University, there with good old Cosmos himself, Carl Sagan. What comes to your mind when you think 40 years ago you were there with your good buddy?
It's incredible. I mean, I loved my time at Cornell. I was there for 2 years, a bit in the physics department and then another year and a half in the mathematics department. I loved the people at the math department. They were great. Very good atmosphere. And one day the chairman of the mathematics department, his name was Wolfgang Fuchs, who was a German guy. He called me into his office and he said, besides your really good teaching here, you're the only mathematics professor at Cornell who has ever been published in a peer-reviewed astrophysics journal. And I had multiple publications, so he was quite impressed with that. But anyway, Cornell was a fun place. But every noon, the anthem would go off, the bells would ring, and every lot of activity walking across campus, and after school hours, the science meetings that were daily, sometimes two or three a day, with the data coming in from the NASA space probes, which were open at the time. I could actually go in and partake of it. But anyway, it was an amazing time. In fact, I often thought I should go back there and hold a meeting and invite all my friends to come up there on the quad, the big center park area of the campus, hold a reunion and just, invite all my old professors. I bet you none of the professors are there that were there when I was there. They're probably all since long gone, but I'm still at it.
You've brought to the world, I don't know if the audience understands the level and the quality of information and groundbreaking knowledge that you've brought to the world with your theses and et cetera. Electrical universe, even your wing generator you're working on now, things about the comet, your work on prime numbers. Do you, out of everything that you've accomplished, what do you think has been the most groundbreaking, the most really revolutionary thing that you've brought to us?
A couple things in science. The fact that fusion is in the atmosphere of the sun and Jupiter and Saturn, and that the solar wind has a differential charge, which creates the capacitor. That's the source of all of the electrical activity we see in the galaxy and the solar system. Another thing is the induced electric dipole redshift, which proves that the Big Bang is the redshifts they're seeing are due to internal properties of stars. But I would say the prime number stuff is, as far as elegance, et cetera, in terms of a wide-ranging theoretical development, the prime number stuff is really really extensive. This book is, by the way, Daniel, volume one of the probably a three-part, three-volume book set. So this is just the beginning.
Is this going to unlock secrets of the universe? Are people going to take this information like E equals MC squared and, do God only knows what in the future? Is it going to be that impactful?
Well, no, E equals MC squared just happened to be the basis for nuclear energy. So, no. I don't believe that the prime number stuff will have anything physical like that, but the elegance, it's been a long time. Let me just put it this way. It's been a few hundred years since mathematics has had a real development, like Riemann and those guys developed calculus, and from that came analysis and other branches of mathematics. But what I've done here, there has not been something this revolutionary probably for 200 years.
Wow. You talked about, of course, you're up on NASA and what's going on in the space program or what we're being lied about. I mean, all of the above. Recently, there's been some reports Russia has been tracking some weird anomalies in the atmosphere. Why don't you discuss that for a minute?
Yeah, Russia has a satellite that has got a bunch of detectors and cameras and ultraviolet, et cetera. and they've been detecting flashes in our atmosphere that some people are associating with loud booms that are going on. And so some of these huge booms are occurring, and they're relating it to these flashes. But there's no clouds, there's no atmospheric conditions. And so anyway, by the way, when I was working with the Russian scientists in the mid-1990s, that's what they were studying, atmospheric conditions. Alexei Dmitriev and his staff, Alexander Tetanov, they were at the University of Novosibirsk in central Russia, and they were taking my work, translating it, and we had communication daily on my work, and they were excited because it was explaining things that they had seen, like tornadoes on the sun. There were tornadoes going across the surface of the sun. And so they were very excited that my work had explained this. And they did some very interesting experiments to prove that the fusion is in the atmosphere of the sun. They actually proved it with experiments. But anyway, this is very interesting that Russia now is showing that there are these explosions in the atmosphere and lightning flashes. And, of course, this is electrical. But anyway, that's the short version.
What are the ramifications of that? What are the ramifications? What does this mean?
Well, it means that what I've been saying all along is that the ionosphere is charged relative to ground. And actually, Tesla knew that. He could measure it, but he didn't know where the ionosphere was. I mean, you didn't have airplanes, or you did up till 1943 when Tesla died. You had airplanes, but they only had an altitude of 120,000 feet. But he knew that capacitor was up there someplace, but he did not know about the solar wind. He didn't know about, where the ionosphere was. He didn't know, there's so many things he didn't have data. But anyway, the end result is that when I was at Cornell, I had access to all this data that had never been there before. What was Jupiter like? Jupiter has a proton wind coming off of it. The Voyager spacecraft measured it directly, and Saturn also. And they have these capacitors, and that's where I realized, well, if Jupiter has fusion going on in its atmosphere and causing this differential charged solar wind, then the sun is doing that too. It was all falling together. So much data was coming in to make all these correlations. But and ultimately, the Earth, like every other planet, and moon is discharging the solar capacitor, and that creates all this electrical activity. It all stems from the sun's electrical activity, which, by the way, has much more energy than the solar light that comes off the sun. And that's what drives our weather systems. The alleged solar vortex is nothing more than a hurricane up by the North Pole that's sending cold air down. That's what it is. I call them hurricanes because they're over land. But weathermen give it this sexy new name of solar vortex or polar vortex. And they've been there since I was a kid and time immemorial. There have been these storms that come up by the pole. And when I was a kid, we called them Alberta Clippers. But it's just a jet stream that's driven down from the North Pole by a cyclonic storm that's driven by electrical currents. Very simple.
Now, when I was a young boy, I don't remember what, five, six, I don't know. My grandfather, he knew some people over at Bell Labs and up in New Jersey, and he knew them, and they kind of worked in kind of side hobbies. My grandfather was very smart, and they were working on the Moray valve, the Moray sea of energy, this idea that taking energy right out of the atmosphere that's all electric, and some people at Bell Labs were doing that on the side also. What we're coming on a break, but on the other side, what do you know about that Moray valve? If the whole world, the whole universe is an electrical field, then how can we tap into this? Is that even possible? I mean, Moray says it was. We'll get to that on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, great interview, of course, as always, with James McCanny, JMCCSCI. Is his website.com, and the Wing Generator and all this information you can find there. New book, new groundbreaking information from our man right here. Woohoo! Stay tuned.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're talking about the Moray valve, and what do you know about Moray valve, about Moray himself, and is that possible? Do you think we could be taking electricity out of the universe?
Well, first of all, yeah, and this is kind of the concept of what is known as free energy, where you put a box on a table and energy just comes flowing out of it.
Yeah.
No, that does not exist. Or like wormholes, if somebody believes in them, that's fine. But you need experimental evidence, and we don't have any. Nobody's ever presented evidence. But Tesla was doing something that I rediscovered, where he was extracting energy from the ionosphere. And so what that is, it's a real source of It's a capacitor. And he learned how to drill into that capacitor using an alternating electric field on his big Tesla towers. And that's what he was doing. And there's a lot of misinformation on the internet, mainly to keep people from understanding it. A lot of people say, well, Tesla was trying to deliver energy with his tower, a wireless grid system, so to speak. And that's not what he was doing. He was gathering energy from the, basically from the ionosphere by connecting in electrically. And he was actually doing this. His setup out in Colorado Springs was doing the same thing. He had a way of hitting a resonance frequency based on the dielectric properties of the atmosphere. And by hitting a resonance frequency, he could drill through the atmosphere up to the ionosphere and then collect energy. He's famous for blowing out one of the big generators over in Colorado Springs near one of his experimental stations. And he had to pay for it, a big, big, you know, magneto generator. But that's what Tesla was doing. But it wasn't put a box on a table and all of a sudden energy comes out. You put a plug in there and energy comes out. No, that's not, nobody's ever accomplished that. There are a lot of people that talk about it. But Tesla was actually knew where the source of energy was and knew how to tap into it and knew how to regulate it. Of course, he did have some trouble regulating it. And then he transmitted the energy underground, not through the atmosphere, but underground. And he, like at Colorado Springs, he had fields and fields of lights. And he would light up the whole field with energy coming from the atmosphere. So, you know, his idea was not to transmit energy through the air. His idea, you know, although he did propose that at one time, but what he was actually doing when he had the electrical setups was he was transmitting the energy in the ground at a natural frequency that was very low resistance, like many electrical circuits that have a RLC, resistance, inductor, capacitor, load, like the Earth. If you hit the resonant frequency, then you can pass current with low, very low resistance, and that's what he was doing. So anyway, that's the short version.
What does this relate to? I don't know if you've heard about Solaris out of PG&E or California. They're working with Solaris about getting space energy up there and then beaming it down in microwaves down to the Earth. How does that relate, or does it?
Well, no, not really, because what they're doing there is they're collecting energy from the sun, basically, and like big solar panels, reflectors, and then converting it into energy and then beaming it down. And it's a terrible idea. It's not going to work because first of all, your laser is going to puncture through the electric field that's between the ionosphere and the ground. That's why the so-called elevator will never work. The space elevator is the same thing. You cannot... we are protected because the Earth's atmosphere is a dielectric. It protects us from that big charge that's sitting up there at the top of the atmosphere, the ionosphere. And we can tap into it and get little pieces, but that's what drives hurricanes. That's what drives tornadoes. You don't want to mess with that. So, no, it's a very stupid idea, but you know why it'll get funding? Because it's a stupid idea. Good ideas don't get funded. Stupid ideas get funded.
Oh, my gosh. We got a few minutes left with James McCanney. Maybe I will go there. James, I'm just baffled by this whole quote-unquote law, statute, whatever you want to call it in New York, where now they can kill a baby up until birth. The debate went in Virginia. We've seen this law now applied where a man stabbed a pregnant woman. They stabbed the baby in her stomach and was not charged with murder on the baby. No longer, the murder charge was dropped because of this new law that now the state is saying that these babies are no longer people. They're no longer individual. They have no rights. They can basically be killed at will, even by criminals. I am absolutely aghast by this. Any comment?
The same. I mean, this is against any natural law that exists. when, you know, natural laws, something we're all born with. But no, this is insanity, absolute insanity. But it shows how far the liberal left has gone in, you know, how would these people like it if somebody did that to them? They wouldn't be here today. You know, the value of life is something that's very core to our existence as a society, as a modern...
You would think.
A social group, everything. I mean, it's the family, the structure of the family, the value of life, you know, the ability of a person to be free to develop and have a life and not have it cut short because of somebody else's decision. You know, those are core values. And if we don't have those anymore, then, there's some real problems going on. Once you get to that level, then your society is going to start to degrade very quickly.
Well, I think that's where we are, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we are, isn't it? I mean, let me ask you this. And I'm, of course, everybody is piling on, at least from the Think Like You, is piling on the Democratic Party. Well, they should. On the national level, I mean, these are ghouls. These are ghouls. I don't know what other word can I use. You want to call me partisan? I don't really care what you call me. You can call me whatever you want. These people are ghouls who are openly calling for this. No matter what party they affiliate themselves with, I cannot associate with those people. At the same time, I'm vilifying the Democrats, and well, I should, on a national level anyway. But the Republicans are being, why aren't they doing something about it? Why aren't they stopping this? I mean, America is ready. America is about ready to come out of their shoes on this issue full force and smash it, and they're doing virtually nothing. Last word is yours, James.
I totally agree, Daniel. It's a struggle, and there's a lot of issues, a lot of very complicated issues. I just saw a guy named George Noria just came out with his new book. It's called Mad as Hell, I think, or something like that. But anyway,
There's the music.
You know, it's an indication that people are really looking for solutions.
They don't want the solutions.
Important.
People don't want the solutions. The solution is to reject all this. That's the solution. Reject all this and go back to our heritage and back to our foundation. That's it.
Absolutely.
Back to the Declaration of Independence. That's the solution.
No debate. At this point, there's no more debate.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.